Let us begin by consecrating ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we invite you into our hearts and we ask you to lead us to be your servants this day. We offer you our entire day and our entire selves, that your name may be glorified and all we encounter may come to experience the fullness of salvation. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is now Thursday, and as you know, we are here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning here on WEZE 590 AM. I do notice that sometimes it doesn't air on time. I have trouble sleeping, so I often am ministered to by this program as well. And so I do notice at times it airs, especially around 3 o'clock, a little bit before 3 o'clock, so just be aware of that. I'll have to check more with WEZE on that. But in the meantime, we are here midnight, 3 o'clock in the morning, 590 AM. And our mission in this program is to help us to consecrate this day and also to lead all to come to know the fullness of the Lord as we open ourselves to the Lord to help that he may work through us. And of course, whatever you're doing this morning, whether you are working, whether you have trouble sleeping, as often I do, or whatever the case may be, it is a good time for us to turn our focus on the Lord, especially during now, and to offer up our prayers, and not just to God. I often pray to my guardian angel at that time. I often pray to the angels and the saints and whatever the case may be. All of them calling me or asking them to help me to live a holy life as a servant of Christ. Now, please do not take that the wrong way. And by that, I mean, oh, isn't that nice? He prays that he can live a holy life. Please don't take it that way. We'll talk about that in a second. It's just that I recognize, as we all do, that we can't live a life of holiness through our own power. We need the grace of God, and we need all the assistance of the angels and saints. Jesus himself needed the assistance of the angels and saints, especially in the Garden of Eden. We know for a fact that there were angels that were strengthening him. So we know that, and that power is real. So if you find yourself early in the morning and you have trouble sleeping, or at times you are working right now and you've got that kind of silent time per se, like say for example you're restocking shelves, that's an example I bring up so often, you're restocking shelves or you're working in a warehouse or whatever the case may be and you're working alone, you don't have to do this for your entire time, but take some moments and lift your heart up to the Lord and your mind up to the Lord and say, Lord, I offer you this day, I offer you my work, that your name may be glorified. And so that's always a good idea. You know, I found some great saint quotes on none other than Pinterest. Yes, the famous Pinterest. Yes, the famous Pinterest. Now, I found a lot of great saint quotes, and they're kind of good to keep in mind. One of them I'm looking at right now comes to us directly from the new saint of the church, actually blessed of the church, Blessed Carlo Acutis, as you know, who is considered the cyber apostle of the Eucharist. If you don't know the reason why, it is because Carlo put together a database of Eucharistic miracles. And here, he died at 15. So here he is as a teenager putting together a database of miracles and a very powerful teaching. So he says here, sadness is when you look at yourself. Happiness is when you look at God. And that's always something to keep in mind, especially as you reflect on your day and what is coming. And I know a lot of people are hearing in their prayer, the Lord is saying, focus on me. I was talking to some priests yesterday. I'm part of what is known as the Fraternity of Priests. So I was talking to some priests yesterday, and we were talking. One of the things I said is an image that pops into my mind, just kind of, thinking of how being focused on Christ. And even though it isn't the exact same thing, but it's the end of the movie. And if there's a little spoiler there, I don't want to give too much away. The end of the movie, The Raiders of the Lost Ark. Actually, it's not the end. It's the climax of the movie, The Raiders of the Lost Ark, where all this confusion is going on and Indiana Jones is saying to his assistant there, just close your eyes and don't look. Well, take that image, close your eyes and don't look, and instead of close your eyes, focus on Christ. Be focused on Christ. And ask, as we do, the Lord to help you to serve him this day. We are here, by the way, every single morning, Monday through Friday, coming to you from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I'm the administrator there, and I host this program every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning here on 590 WEZE. So it's a call for us always to remind ourselves to be focused on drawing closer to the Lord and being focused on how we are called to be servants of the Lord, and of course, prayer is an essential part of that. Now, one of the important things to look at is how each of us have a calling to be holy. We all have an equal calling. So my calling is to be holy. Your calling is to be holy. And I want to talk about that in the second part of the show right after the break to help us have an understanding of what that means, of that call to be holy. Always remember, you can hear us also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It usually appears right after it airs, after the 3 o'clock presentation of this program on WEZE 590 AM. Occasionally it doesn't. That means I forgot, but it should be there, 3:16 a.m. So anyway, we will be right back right after this message on reading the Bible. So we'll be back in about maybe a minute. Have you wanted a plan of Bible reading but didn't know which readings to check out or even where to begin? Well, how about looking at the church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and Bible study. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And as I was saying before the break, keep in mind CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's where you can go to that webpage. It's the webpage for the show. You can hear the radio program and also the other one we have that airs in the afternoon. It's podcasted and after it airs. And then you can also click on a link to contact us. You can click on another link to send a prayer request if you'd like to do that. And you can also tell us whether you want the prayer request to be read on the air or not. And so you can do all these things. So that's at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also read the blog and the latest things that come up on the blog. So all of that is there, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So check that out. And if you want to just email us directly, we are at producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, there's an interesting lesson that's important for us to keep in mind at all times of the day, including this hour, and that is that each of us have a call to be servants of the Lord and a call to holiness. So none of us can turn around and say, well, I'm not qualified to be a saint, or I'm not qualified to live a life of holiness, and I'm not qualified to criticize those who I think need a call for being criticized. And I hear people say words like that, but not in that term. And what they'll say is, who am I? I don't have a degree in theology. Who am I? I'm not ordained. Who am I? I'm not a priest or a nun or a brother. You are a baptized, confirmed Catholic, and that is your qualification. You may not have a degree in theology, and a degree in theology plus a cup of coffee. No, that's not the saying, sorry. This is about theology, not necessarily about economics. So let me change that around. A degree in theology plus $4 will get you a cup of coffee at certain places in the city. Hopefully you can get it cheaper in some other places, but I know in certain places it's $4. You know, I know people who have degrees in theology, and I wouldn't have them preach to my dog, and I don't even have a dog for them to preach to. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that doesn't mean anything. It is our call to holiness. And so the most important thing we need to be is people of prayer. And if you have a degree in theology and you don't pray, well, then don't preach to my dog, which I don't have to begin with. We have to be because we have to be people of prayer, because it's the prayerful people who come to know the Lord powerfully, and we have to act on our prayer. And that's why we begin this program every morning with a consecration. And why I always call people to pray. If we're not praying, we could be the most intelligent person in the world, but we will never experience holiness, because holiness is only something that is bestowed on us from our relationship with God. So that's essential. Now, if you want to turn around and say that you need qualifications to be someone who has an ability to share your faith and lead people to closer to the faith, or whatever the case may be, or to speak on faith issues, then do yourself a favor. Go back about 7 minutes in this program and notice I spoke about a 15-year-old who is the latest saint in the church. His name is Carlo Acutis, and he's 15 years old, who had a deep desire to know Christ, and he even taught the faith. He taught the faith, deep desire to know Christ. He even taught the faith. He was 15 years old. And powerful understanding, because he was so in love with the Lord, and he's calling us to be the same way. That is what leads you to come to know the Lord. I've dealt with people who literally don't have an education in theology at all, don't have the slightest education in theology, who are intensely powerful people of the faith, and we know that. And so you understand that, don't buy into that idea that you have to be, you know, have a master's or degree or a theology, a doctor of divinity to become this good, holy person. You have to be ordained. That's a lie. That's the devil's lie. That's the devil's lie. So don't listen to that. You received baptism and confirmation. Allow the Lord to work through you in your prayer, and this is always a great time to pray. We'll be back tomorrow morning, midnight and 3 o'clock a.m. here on WEZE, 590 a.m. in Boston, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.